Now notice what he says in verse 3. Ye shall fear every man, his mother and his father, and keep my Sabbaths. I am the Lord your God. Now this seems strange at first that God began with the fifth commandment about honoring father and mother. Now remember, we're getting right down to the nitty-gritty here today. Where do you begin? Well, you begin in the home. And it's not strange when we consider that the parent at the beginning stood in the place of God for the child. The child looked to the parent. The child was helpless. And the child would take anything that the parent would give them. I've had the experience of having a precious little grandson in my home. And I want to tell you, I've fed him on several occasions. In fact, I've taken care of him. And I'm here to report to you today that that little fella, he just looked up to me for everything. I could have put poison in his bottle. But do you think I'd do it? Of course I wouldn't do it. But he'd just take anything I'd give him. Little fella just looked to me. And God help the parent that doesn't tell the little fella the right thing. And so God begins there. He says, you shall fear every man, his mother and his father. That's where you begin, right in the home. And then he says, and keep my Sabbaths. You see, God reminded them. Now, we'll see something in a moment. He demanded 1/7 of man's time as well as 1/10 of his possessions. And the two commandments mentioned, they first encompass the two major divisions of the Ten Commandments. Duty to man and duty to God. The Lord Jesus Christ summed it all up as love to God and love to man. This being the sum total of the law. I'm the Lord your God. So that today, though, we find that the Sabbath does not rest upon a moral basis, but it's an arbitrary command of God given to Israel, and Israel in apostasy, and declined sin at this point. They refused to observe the Sabbath. And they said in Amos 8:5, saying, when will the new moon be gone, that we may sell corn, and the Sabbath, that we may set forth wheat, making the ephah small and the shekel great, falsifying the balances by deceit? This was God's charge and case against the nation. And now he says in verse 4, turn ye not unto idols, nor make to yourselves molten gods. I'm the Lord your God. And you see, this covers the first two commandments. The thought here is not to even cast a glance at idolatry. Heathen worship, you see, appealed to the eye in its pomp and ceremony. It still does. You notice the pageantry and meaningless rituals that you see in religion today. It's all eye service. Turn ye not unto idols. Don't look to them. Make yourself idols to look at. And later on, you'll find out God ridiculed him. And you know what Paul called him? Nothings. Why, he says an idol is a nothing. It's a no-no, friends. That's an idol. It just doesn't exist.